The band formed in 2012 in Birmingham, Alabama. St. Paul and the Broken Bones poured a little bit of everything into their mix: funk, soul, rock, R&B, gospel, and their debut album, Half the City, was released in 2014. Suddenly, they were everywhere. Letterman, Kimmel, Conan, Colbert, Austin City Limits, and opening for the Rolling Stones. St. Paul and the Broken Bones will perform at the Taft Theater on February 21st in support of their new album, Young Sick Camellia. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal. Joining me on the other end of the phone is St. Paul himself, Paul Janeway. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
You're out on the road right now?
I'm actually at home in Birmingham.
Well, this won't be your first time to come to Cincinnati. You've been here before.
Yes, it's been a little while, though. we've been there. We played a festival. Well, I never forget it. It was in a basement of the Taft Theater, maybe.
Yeah, I think you did play the ballroom there. You also you played in Northern Kentucky right before your band really took off, and it was a Sunday night, and there was a blizzard and a nice storm, and you had about 12 people there. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. I remember that I swung the mic at one point, and the mic came off the cord and hit an audience member in the chest. I remember thinking, well, this night is not going to get much worse. I've almost wounded an audience member, and nobody's here, and the weather's terrible. Those are one of those you just kind of go, well, it's not meant to be tonight.
That's right. That's right. Things have been better since then. Talk about some of the changes since those early days. Is the band still the same group of guys?
Basically, we've changed a member or two. I guess all the way back then, yeah. But essentially, yes. It's basically the same band. And
are you still an eight-piece?
We are still eight. Luckily, we don't have to travel around in a van anymore and get some buses. And, yeah, it's. I mean, a lot's changed, obviously. I mean, you know, you make a little bit more money now. You don't have the same kind of stresses that you had. The stresses are different. But we've been very fortunate, and, you know, it's kind of each time we would show up to a city, it would kind of grow, you know, incrementally. And so we've kind of built it from the ground up, it feels like.
Well, let's talk about this new record a little bit, Young Sick Camellia. Interesting title.
Yes, yes, it is. Yeah, I'm sure.
Any insight into that particular title?
Well, I am obsessed with a painter called Caravaggio, Italian painter in the late 1500s, early 1600s. And he had a painting called Young Sick Bacchus, basically a self-portrait in a lot of ways, or it was a self-portrait. To me, this record kind of represents a more self-reflective record. I wanted to do this thing where this is part one of a part three series, kind of exploring the relationship between me and my father and my grandfather, and kind of trying to put my perspective on it. So Camellia is the Alabama state flower, which is where I'm from. So the idea is a self-reflective record. It's so much part of the identity of the band and of me and of the way we kind of grew up. That's where that comes from. The record label was not thrilled that we were calling something Young Sick Camellia. Once I explained it to them, they were like, oh, okay. So it worked out.
I read once where you said that you did indeed grow up in the Deep South, and it didn't take you very long to realize that you were just a little different.
I would say that I have, you know, there's just different beliefs and different, you know, I would say maybe political leanings. And I think for me, it's interesting because I still live here and I'm still very much, you know, part of Birmingham and Alabama, and I have family and everything. So I've always kind of felt a bit alien in a lot of ways, but it's also home. And so to me, being home is more important than, you know, trying to find a bunch of like, but I mean, I have a lot of friends that are pretty like-minded. Like I live in Birmingham. It's actually a really diverse city. So it's pretty easy to find folks that think like you.
Did you record in Muscle Shoals again?
We recorded the first record of Muscle Shoals, and we recorded the second record in Nashville, and then this one in Nashville and LA, which was a lot of fun.
talking with Paul Janeway, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, the lead singer and pretty mesmerizing front man of the band. They're coming to town to play a show at the Taft on February 21st. What's it like out on the road these days, Paul?
I mean, it's, once again, when we made the transition from when it was in the van, it was a lot of subway, a lot of not getting sleep. Mm-hmm. But when when bands make the transition from van to bus, it changes your life. I can't call my wife and complain about how I didn't get sleep or how hard it is on the road or anything like that. It makes things, not that it's not difficult, it just makes things a little easier. So I think we do two buses now, and I'm kind of a homebody by nature, so mm-hmm. it is a little, it can be a little out of my character, but I try to make the best of it. You know, we go out on the road, you get to try different food, and hopefully I go to different art museums and record shops, so that's kind of my routine. If I can find a good art museum or a good record shop, I'm pretty much set.
Well, we've got all of those in Cincinnati, so I'll make you up an itinerary.
That sounds good.
where did you learn to sing the way you sing, and what exactly is your vocal range?
Well, I grew up singing in church since I was 4 years old. I just remember singing. I mean, that's really where I cut my teeth. I'd always kind of joke, I'd always sing the male part and the female part anytime there was a duet. I just always sang in church, and I always kind of, when you sing in church, it was a little bit more charismatic, and you kind of sense with that, you sing with that sense of urgency, and it's just kind of present, and so that's the only way I know how to sing, and so I never was properly trained or anything, which, you know, probably is my detriment. Yeah, I grew up singing since I was 4 years old, and my mom it was basically pretty religious music and then a little sprinkling of old school soul music. And that was it. I didn't really grow up listening to the Beatles or the Rolling Stones or mm-hmm. anything like that. So it was odd. And as my mom says, she's like, you know, if you'd listen to something else, you would be able to sing the way you do. And I was like, I guess you're right.
Oh, man, everything happens for a reason. You actually thought about being a preacher at one point, didn't you?
Yeah, no, I thought that was my career path, honestly. I think as a growing up, that was the dream, because people were like, oh, you're singing music. And I said, that was never the dream, was to sing music for a living. It was to have my own church and to have my own congregation, and that was the goal. You kind of fall out of love with those things. But yeah, when I was 14 or so, or 15, I'd preach for the congregation at the church I was at. I had a mentor that kind of would let me preach on a Sunday night, which is not the main event. You know, Sunday morning usually is. And yes, I thought that's what I wanted to do.
Well, you're sort of preaching in a different way now, preaching the gospel of love and the gospel of soul out there on the road. Where's the tour going to take you besides Cincinnati, Paul?
Well, we basically go from East Coast to West Coast. We're doing our first shows in Japan this year in April, and we're doing Australia. We've done Australia a few times, but it takes us, I mean, it's taking us all over. We kind of tour pretty heavy.
Taking you across the summer?
That's kind of our style.
We'll take you across the summer?
All the way through the summer to the fall. We joke, we don't have seasonal tours. Mm-hmm. Just have tour. You know, we don't have the fall tour or the spring tour. We just have tour. And that's kind of how we've operated for a while now.
Well, you've been lovely to chat with. Sure do want to thank you for your time and look forward to seeing you here in town.
Oh, thank you.
NPR Music writes, anyone who might have written off St. Paul and the Broken Bones as a mere throwback ought to settle in and marinate in a sound that keeps getting weirder, more inventive, and in danceable ringers like Apollo, more committed than ever to the pleasures of sprightly, joyous funk. St. Paul and the Broken Bones possess the unique ability to make you dance and shout while making you think. They'll bring all of that to the stage at the Taft Theater on Thursday, February 21st for an 8 o'clock show with special guests Valley Queen. For a link to their music and ticket information, visit our website, wvxu.com. My guest has been Paul Janeway, St. Paul himself, with St. Paul and the Broken Bones. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.
Shattered sunlight on the floor, hiding the room that is made of father's sons and all their ghosts. Stained glass memories in the fog. We lost our refuge to creatures made of plastic and of smoke.